a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
On the weekend, I said this. Because I knew someone that got a Tesla.
Wow.
And so it was my first time around a Tesla, touching a Tesla, getting inside the Tesla.
You went inside?
Did went
you
get inside to the Tesla.
Drive in one?
We did. This is more your vibe,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tom would kill me. We're not doing that.
Baby, I love you.
Yeah. No. So, yes. The first thing is, how the hell do you get in a Tesla?
Okay, let's start with that. How do you? Is it one of those like wing, like Back to the Future DeLorean sort of?
It's not.
No, okay.
But you have to press the handle. So you have to. So it's got a normal handle, but it sits flush inside the door.
Yes.
So you have to kind of press it with your finger, your thumb, and then take your other hand and kind of open it.
Oh.
So it, like, you press it with your thumb, the handle pops out, and then you grab onto it. Now, meanwhile, I'm terrified because I have scratched every car I've had, because nails and jewelry or whatever. So I was just like, can you open it for me? Because I don't want to scratch your car.
Oh, and you also just wanted to be like chauffeured, did you?
Chauffeured, yes. I made sure my shoes were clean, because when you're driving in a new car as well,
yeah,
you don't want to drag stuff in, right?
That's fair.
So I asked, I'm like, do you want me to bring a towel? Do you want me to, you know, and they're like, no, that's fine. And I'm like, but it's a new car, you know? Like, where does the line from new car to lived in car begin, you know?
Oh, you want the new car feel for as long as possible. But eventually...
It becomes a well-worn in car.
Yes, exactly right. Spacious inside?
Spacious. Do you know why? Because, and this still blows my mind, you know, at the front and at the back, that's like storage?
Yeah, there's no...
Because there's no engine.
Well, people are going to get so angry at us.
I know.
No,
I don't care.
When we say no engine...
We don't care.
There's
a battery in there somewhere.
Yeah,
but
and
the
obviously
front
there's
of the car,
still an engine. There's still something moving the car.
Yeah. Who knows? Anyway, so yeah, it's a bit roomy and there's cameras everywhere, right?
What do you mean by camera? Like
cameras outside
of
the car.
Oh, so external, so showing you where you are.
Yeah, where you are and where you're going to go. So they've got like this iPad in the middle of the car.
Isn't it massive?
It's huge.
I've never been in one. That's why I'm so intrigued.
It's huge and it's got all of these different buttons. And you know me, I'm quite tech savvy. And I like to sort of break whatever system I'm with just to really test it to its limits,
yep,
right? But the thing is, you've got to be careful with the Tesla because when you press things on the go, that can change things on the go too.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to be – so you can change so many – like what the pressure is of the brakes, what the pressure is of your wheel, like whether you're steering in sports mode or extra sensitive
really?
Mode or – oh, yes. It's crazy. Remember when my windscreen wipers went on by themselves automatically
yeah,
and it blew my mind? Yeah. You have to try and find the buttons for putting the demisters on and everything. That took about half an hour.
Was the person whose car this is just like, could you feel they're just bubbling up of frustration? Like, stop touching buttons?
Yes, but also I was just showing them how to do things. So they just had to deal with that.
Sure. Was it quiet?
It's too quiet. I've said this on the show before. I think that Teslas and electric cars need to have some sort of noise. Because since we're kids, what are we taught at the road?
Yeah, agree.
Stop,
with that.
Stop, look,
and
listen. Listen, you can't hear the bloody
so
thing.
You need the little cardboard peg in the spokes sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I need the spokey dokes.
Yeah.
That's what I need. So I feel like that might cause some issues in the future. And also, when you're driving the Tesla, it has some type of braking thing. So when you take your foot off the brake, it automatically starts braking for you.
Oh.
So you don't wear out your brake pads and stuff.
But
I don't like that because it's just like braking down in a manual and your lights don't go on unless you're pressing the brake. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So I don't know. It's
well, okay, two more questions
yeah,
for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Sorry to bombard you.
No, bombard me. This is great
super fast.
Radio. Yes, super fast.
Off the mark.
Yeah, you can go brrrr.
And just gone.
Yeah.
Other one. Did you or did you not just quietly go somewhere, perhaps on a property or nearby, quiet back road, and put it into driverless mode?
Not all of them have driverless mode.
Oh, I thought they did.
Yes, so did I. But what I did is that I just stuck my head out the window like Ace Ventura, just closed my eyes. No, I didn't do that. They said to me, they're like, drive it. And I'm like, hell no. Because
oh, you never drove
no,
it
No, I
yourself?
Didn't drive it.
Oh,
I was offered. Long. I was offered.
You had
no.
to.
No. I never ever drive someone's new car and I never hold a newborn baby because no one will ever forgive you if you drop it or scratch it. Do you know what I mean? The baby and the car.
Yeah, car's probably more important, but no.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, mate, you can tell us your story now that got you so angry.
Have you seen what happened in the French Open? Did you
more
see
more information.
It? Okay, this one. The doubles pairing have been disqualified from the French Open after one player accidentally hit a ball kid.
Yes.
Now, I understand there are rules in place that if you hit a ball aggressively at all, even if it's not at the person but in the general direction out of frustration, hits a lines person or a ball kid, you get disqualified. Sure.
It happened to Novak a couple of years ago.
Yes,
he hit the lines person in the throat.
So it should have.
And bang, straight
absolutely.
Out of there. Yeah.
But Buzkova and Tormo were their surnames, were leading in the doubles. A third round match at Roland Garros. Obviously, French Open being one of the majors,
ones. The Grand Slams.
She has just... So the other pairing down the far end of the court were serving. So she's just, after a point, has kind of just hit it back. Like you'd lightly hit it back.
She's
to,
lobbed it.
Yeah, to a friend who's down the other end. It's their serve. You just hit it back. And unfortunately, the ball kid down the far end of the court had her hands full with tennis balls and couldn't then stop the ball coming and it's hit her on the body.
Yeah.
The ref has said it was an accident, gave her a warning, which is fair enough.
He said, oi, just be careful.
Don't do it, accident. The other pairing have gone, no, that's not good enough. They've got to be disqualified. And have blown up about it. And the match referee, or whatever they're called, has stepped in, the supervisor, and has disqualified them from a major. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, also, I feel like you can't take that win away. I wouldn't walk with my head held high knowing that I'd push someone to get disqualified because if they hit a kid, just say if someone threw a racket and like it hit a kid and they were crying or whatever. It's a lob tennis ball. Obviously, this kid, I mean, everyone was looking at them and they were probably like, you know, knowing everyone was looking at them. So they probably got a bit emotional at that too. It may have hurt them as well. But I think it's, you can't be disqualified over that.
Ridiculous.
When you see what some of the guys' singles do.
Yeah. I was reading and I was getting angry sitting there reading this article thinking this cannot be the case. And
are you asking people to put your balls out today? Is that what you're saying? Just heard how
I'll let you go with that one.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Brad Johnson here for The Jump. Thanks to Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days.
We just got a little taste of Grumpy Loggy as she told us to be quiet before the microphones came back on.
I have to crack the whip. You boys are out of control.
We're talking about baby cost lettuce.
We've got Grumpy Jono over there because the dog's lost. Have you, either of you, thrown your mouth guards?
Oh, Adam, you mean your mouth guard has been. Mouthguard ever been gone?
Well, this is on the back of Adam Treloar throwing his mouthguard going down the race, Lingy. He wasn't too far from you, actually.
No, about 5 minutes into the game, head down the race, thought he'd done his hammy again or his calf or whatever it is, and he's out for the whole night, and then, he reappears and he's completely fine.
What about he reappeared, goes straight in the middle of the ground, gets a handball received, gets it back, kicks a goal from 55, and it's like, hang on.
You're fine.
I have thrown my mouthguard once.
Yeah. I
missed a goal after the siren and I was a bit shat flat, so I threw it on the ground.
Hang on. Did you just say you were shat flat?
No, I was shattered flat.
No, you said shat flat, and that's a new term.
That is a new term. There you go. I didn't realise I even said that.
Here's Jono with the shat flat today. No, we won't be doing that. Well, time for this.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
Of course, R.I.P. Tina. And doing the best for your Xena Sports Fest.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, which is great.
That's
Xena with a Z. Go and check it out.
Check it out. Jump on Insta. Have a look. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So It was quite difficult to give some votes to the Cats players because there was a lot of even contributions throughout the game.
Mm.
But I've gone with Grime Myers for one vote. Yes. I thought he was very good. How, when Grime Myers, Lingy, let me ask you a quick question. If he gets the ball at 50 to 55, what's he going to do with it?
Exactly. The defenders cannot read the cues. Luke Beveridge even singled him out in his press conference after the game, saying when Grime gets it, he's the best in the comp at kicking it inside.
There you go. He's going to kick short, isn't he? Yep. So Bulldogs players, why wouldn't you pick up? Seriously. Anyway,
he's
he did
up,
well.
Jono. He's up.
He did well. Two votes.
He's tortured.
Two votes goes to one of my favourite players of all time, Zach Tui.
Oh, I love the Tui. Yeah.
For kicking barrels out
kicking
of fullback.
Kicking barrels out of fullback. But his goal on the left, he bamboozled everyone. Everyone thought he was going to step right. His brain goes, I'm not going right, I'm going left. And he snapped it on the left. What a goal by Zacho.
Do you reckon he turned it on because there's all been a bit of focus on Oisin Mullen with the Irish Connect? And he's like, hey, don't forget about me. I'm the big dog.
I rated him number 3 in my Irish players of all time and my top 10.
Yes.
And
did he come over to you and say thanks?
I had some feedback. For now, he might be number 2.
Ooh.
He might be number 2. By the end of this year, if he keeps up this good form, there's a chance he'll be number 2.
Well, he'll do it for you, Jono.
Never know. Never know. And then 3 votes to Tommy Stewart.
Yeah.
He was very good. Tommy's on a late charge here.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy Cameron's been quiet for a few weeks in a row. So Tommy Stewart on the charge and closing the gap very quickly. The Spirit Fest goes to Gary Rowan, crash packs, and he set up some really nice goals. And on return, I thought he was really good.
A couple of rundown tackles were brilliant.
He did, actually, in the middle of the ground. Yeah. So Gary Rowan gets that, lifting the spirits. And the clanger of the week, there was a few options we could have gone with here. The Snooze Fest on Friday night, which was probably the worst game of the round.
Horrible.
How many points did it end up being?
I don't know.
5-3?
Yeah, not enough. Hawthorn's first half was sort of on the list here as well. But we mentioned Adam Treloar throwing the mouth guard. his season's done. That's sort of what was the emotion there. I'm done. That's it. Everything's thrown out of the cot. And
he's good as gold.
He's good as gold. Came back on.
He's still here. One thing he's not. He's not. But Jono, you are. So until next Monday, get out of here, mate.
Well,
have a good old week, and we'll do the jump again with Brad Johnson for Prestige Aco Geelong next Monday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.